This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time to round up our top weekend arts picks. And here to help is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey there, Hillary.
Hey, Meghna.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's first on your list?
First on my list is taking place on Saturday, July 23rd at Ringer Park in Alston, and it is Alston DIY Fest.
Do I bring my tool belt?
I mean, you could if you so fancy, but DIY Fest basically encompasses the DIY scene, the do-it-yourself scene in Alston that revolves around music and basically shows, and a lot of bands kind of taking liberties with the idea of a live show in a live setting. And DIY Fest also encompasses a lot of artistic performances, be they music, be they, you know, live performance art stuff, be it fixie bike, you know, workshops. Basically, take it for what you will. Bring your own definition to the table and have a really good time on Saturday.
So this is actually pretty interesting. So what you're saying is that, like, people in like basements in Alston, they're having concerts.
They're rocking
out. Mm-hmm. And stuff. And they're bringing that up above ground into Ringer Park on Saturday?
They are. Ringer Park and a bunch of other venues around Alston. You'll get to see Scouter, Mornin' Old Sport, and New Highway Hymnal about amongst 20 other bands that are playing that day. So.
Oh, wow. It sounds really cool.
I'm very excited about it.
Well, Hillary, if I understand correctly, your next pick takes us out to the Berkshires.
It does, a little bit further from Alston, but it takes us to Jacob's Pillow, where there is a world premiere happening. A Crack in Everything is a production from Zoe and Juniper, which is a Seattle-based pair of choreographers. And it's a really eclectic work. It works with a couple of Dave Matthews numbers, and it brings in Aeschylus's The Oresteia as a base for this this dance interpretation.
So Greek tragedy meets Dave Matthews.
Yep, top 40 and a little bit of Aeschylus. I don't know, it seems like a winning combination.
With dance, of course, since it's at Jacob's Pillow in the Berkshires. And that is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And your last pick, Hillary?
My last pick is a Somerville-based trio called Static of the Gods, and this is a track from Knowledge Machine called White Flag.
That lead singer, she's got quite a voice. Who is that?
That is Jen Johnson, and she's got some wicked set of pipes right there. So I'm excited to see her tonight at Great Scott in Alston with Mother Mother and the Shills.
Tell me a little bit more about Static of the Gods. Are they from here?
They are. They're from Somerville. They're a shoegaze trio.
Shoegaze? I'm not hip enough to know what that means.
It has a lot of electronic components to it, a lot of rock, basically a lot of talent with three people and a lot of sound that you want to come out for. So.
And that is happening tonight at Great Scott.
It is indeed.
Cool. Well, if you don't mind, I might sneak in one pick of
my
own
here. Let's go for it.
You're so forgiving. Well, my pick has to do with a rock opera that is happening tonight at Oberon in Cambridge. In fact, it's the closing night of this particular rock opera, which is called Tanya and Nancy. And yes, I know, I mean, the cringe factor is already rising, but it's about figure skaters Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. And here's a clip from the rock opera. It's a song called Estacada.
When you wake up, sleep in your car in Estacada, 'cause your house is surrounded by reporters and the FBI. When you wake up,
okay, so people can't see me, but I've got my hands, like, covering my face here because I have to reveal something. I actually spent a good deal of my childhood in Oregon, where Tanya Harding is from, and so Estacada is kind of exactly how it sounds like in the song, and I remember seeing Tanya Harding practicing at the Clackamas Town Center Mall ice rink before she made it big, so I'm totally dating myself here.
Yeah, I hope you didn't trip over a baseball bat. Wait, is that too soon?
Pipe. It was
too
a pipe.
Oh, it was a pipe. Okay.
Yeah. No, I did not. Thank goodness.
Ooh, I don't know.
Anyway, Tanya and Nancy, it's a rock opera at Oberon. The last two shows are tonight, and that is in Cambridge. So, Hillary, even after I subjected you to that pick, you think you're going to, can you come back and give us another round in future weeks?
Meghna, you had me at Tanya and Nancy. Raised eyebrows and all.
So forgiving. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You can always find information on all these picks at our website, radioboston.org.